720 WGN. There's something very beautiful. It's called the Wheaton Field of Honor, and it is just 2,000 flagpoles in a park, in a soccer field, and it's gorgeous. And each of the flags represent someone, a veteran, the fallen, active duty military, hometown heroes, and there are laminated tags attached to the 8-foot-tall flagpoles that bear their names, and many times a personal handwritten note that you should take a look at, because it really is beautiful. And I think 4th of July is not the time that we always talk about veterans and the contributions they've made for this country. But one story certainly caught my eye, and that was a story with the headline that read, "More American soldiers are dying by suicide than by combat." I thought we'd get the doctor and the clinical psychologist on the air who knows something about it. That's Dr. Raymond Abdul-Rahman. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Good. A pleasure to be here.
So is it because we have fewer people fighting in wars that we're seeing more suicide, or has this always been the way?
You know, this has always been the way. Sometimes we get very surprised by finding out how problematic mental health is, and really all we've done is measure it better. You know, actually, the professional psychology came about through measuring PTSD. We used to call it shell shock. And when people came back from war, we found that they had trauma. And trauma produces all sorts of difficulties, including problems with anxiety, with depression, with also a lot of guilt. And PTSD is a very unique mental illness. You see, mental illness is not just something that's just genetic. Certainly some of us may be slightly more predisposed to some illnesses, but many illnesses when it comes to mental health, including and especially PTSD, is a result of life circumstance. And so in the moment we go through challenging life experiences that really threaten our lives, or we witness other people's lives being threatened, or we witness people dying, then we are at a high risk of developing post-traumatic stress disorder.
According to the Defense Department, suicides among active duty service members increased by more than 40% between 2015 and 2020. The numbers had jumped by 15% in 2020 alone. Doctor, any chance you saw 60 Minutes last night?
I did not, actually.
I wasn't paying a lot of attention, but I thought that there was a story on there about they were investigating whether PTSD was almost contagious, which I thought was an interesting aspect. But I don't want to get off what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something we can go and look into at another time. But can you actually get through combat? Can you be a military vet who has seen combat and not have PTSD?
It depends. I think the chances are low. I do work with a lot of first responders, including veterans and police officers. And I can tell you, actually, what I say to most of them, even when they come in when they're more junior, I say, you know, it's just a matter of time before you develop it. And I say that colloquially, mostly because the risk of actually witnessing a lot of horrific things is very high. So we ask, you know, these people in our society, our brothers, our sisters, our daughters, our sons, our fathers, our mothers, and we ask them to provide a service, and they go off and they do some very challenging things, you know, in service of this country. The dilemma here is sometimes what we ask them to do is actually quite horrific. And then they come back and then they don't tend to have service on top of that. So yes, we have Veterans Affairs, but access to service is actually quite poor. And so not only do we expose them to the things that triggers PTSD, but then our ability to provide service later is actually very minimal. And so, you know, it is a horrible worst case scenario of both things combining, where these veterans are between a rock and a hard place.
And what do we, is it based on studies like this that we can hopefully get them the help that they need?
Well, what I always say to people is, like, you know, the best way to prevent mental illness related to trauma is to avoid the trauma. And so peace and justice is always a good way to go. And we want to be thoughtful about when we have to deploy our countrymen off to fight. We're going to be very, very serious. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And then the next thing is, we can't just treat a problem that we put people into a position that obtain that. But to add insult to injury, yes, we do have very limited resources when it comes to mental illness. Coverage is very minimal. And many people will talk about, struggling through that. Now, maybe some time ago, particularly for men, the issue was one of stigma. And there's a culture within first responders, or there was a bit more, and that's changing a little bit over time, where you didn't talk about mental illness or the problems, you didn't address it. But we know that that's changing. Really, the issue that's often interfering is the issue of access to care. And so sometimes we'll offer people some care, but there's extensive work that needs to be done. Somebody's been through extensive trauma, there's extensive treatment that's required.
And that is something we should talk about with family members who we know are suffering from PTSD, correct? Make sure they're getting the help that they need, because many times it's family members who recognize it first.
Yeah. And so, yes, and I don't mean to be a pessimist, but it's easier said than done. Yes, they should be getting the help they need. Psychological services, which are really the frontline service and like the most evidence-based practice when it comes to treating things like PTSD, aren't really covered. And so organizations like the American Psychological Association work very hard to advocate for coverage of these services under a healthcare plan. And we really need to start, equating our physical health with our mental health and providing service across the board. I know there's a lot of discussion in the United States about a Medicare plan that needs to improve. We need to make sure that mental health services like psychological services are included in that service.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The article is titled "More American Soldiers Are Dying by Suicide Than Combat." If you want to look into it, that's Dr. Raymond Abdul-Rahman. And Steve's news is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.